Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about social media and some of the new tools that are out there to measure and analyze what people are saying about a company. So that's known as social media monitoring. And social media monitoring can really help companies understand what their constituencies think about their products and services through these tools that monitor and analyze social media conversation. And many organizations have begun to use these tools to address issues with customer service, to develop even new product lines and innovate alongside the company, and even to help their constituencies during a crisis such as Hurricane Sandy, as the American Red Cross did in 2012. But there's no doubt that these tools are still new and maturing, and many companies' experience with them is just emerging. So today, to talk about these tools, we have Scott Robinson here with us, a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So Scott, as usual, I have several questions for you, and I know this is one of your favorite topics.
Yes,
so there's no holding back today. So my first question is, you know, there's some confusion about even the terminology related to social media monitoring. So social media monitoring and social media listening and analytics are sometimes used interchangeably. Can you talk a little bit about the difference, if there is one?
The differences between social media monitoring and social media listening are very subtle. You're exactly right when you say that most people use the terms interchangeably. And for the most part, that's okay to do, because on the surface of it all, from a functional standpoint, they mean essentially the same thing. The differences are subtle. I come at this from the standpoint of social psychology, and social psychology looks at all of this as social media measurements. And social media measurement is sort of a broad, all-encompassing term that gets down to the underlying metrics. You know, what's going on in the mind of this person or that person, and what we care about here is what goes on in the mind of a user or a consumer or a customer or a client or someone like that. When a company puts these tools to work, that's what they're going for. Now, listening versus monitoring, it's essentially like a key difference in analytics. There are traditional analytics and there are advanced analytics. Traditional analytics take a known problem and dig deep to get a very refined answer for that problem. Advanced analytics, you don't even know what the problem is. You're just looking for relationships in your data, whatever they might be. That's essentially the difference from a social media measurement point of view between listening and monitoring. Listening is going after a particular problem, getting data to refine a solution. Monitoring, from a software standpoint, can go beyond that and teach you things you don't even know or didn't even think to ask about your customers or your clients.
So how do these social media monitoring tools work under the hood? What do they do?
They're essentially a very specific and specialized kind of crawl. We all know basically what happens when we go to Google and we look for something out on the web. We know that the search engine that we're using to find what we want has engaged in a crawl of many, many sources to give us the most up-to-date responses to the keywords that we're putting into the engine. Now, essentially, that's what's going on in social media monitoring tools. We're saying we want very specific results from a crawl of these specific sites, and they tend to be the social media sites, Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of those. We're doing a very refined crawl for very specific results, and the results we want essentially are metrics on our customers, what they're thinking, what they're talking about, what they've been buying, things like that. And that's essentially what's going on in the software that we're talking about here. There are some other tricks that are happening, more analytical things, but in essence, that's what social media monitoring tools do.
So given that, it sounds like this is a kind of important way for companies to exploit information about consumer preferences, since these consumers are often volunteering this information on social media platforms.
They are volunteering it, and it's just a godsend for industries of all sorts, not just people who sell things, not just retailers, but if you care about what your customers or your clients think, if you are concerned about what's going on out there in terms of the buzz about your services or about your products or whatever it is that you have to offer, this is just an absolute goldmine. There are surely some geeks in the audience who will have an interest in the fact that the original Star Trek television series was canceled after 3 seasons, and that's a pretty famous thing because it became the most wildly popular television show of all time. But at the time, the metrics that were being gathered in terms of TV ratings didn't break the audience down at all. It was just raw numbers, how many people are watching. Well, now that's not a bad metric, but it's not a good one either. The year after Star Trek was canceled, the Nielsen system went to a new platform of breaking down the demographics. And from that point forward into the 1970s, we had demographic breakdowns of television audiences. Well, that was a completely different ballgame. Star Trek never would have been canceled if they'd had demographics in place in the late 60s. The same is true here. The more you know about your audience, the more you know about how your audience breaks down, how different segments of your audience respond to your services or products, the more refined job you can do of reaching those customers, of getting new information out, and as you were saying earlier, planning your new products or planning changes in your services moving forward. You're able to do that when you have a deep understanding of your audience, and that's what's going on here. The audience, or the customer base, rather, is actually telling companies about themselves. Well, you can't ask for much more than that. That's an absolute goldmine for planning how to do business moving forward.
So in your Star Trek example, you kind of started to flesh this out. But the next question is, you know, how can companies kind of target and analyze segments of their audience and consumer base? And what does that do? And that sounds like what you were alluding to in your example.
Well, the fact that you can come at this from several different angles if you're making use of social media tools. The fact is that there are a lot of tools out there, and they all have tens of millions of people using them every hour of every day. Now, different segments of your consumer base are going to be using different tools. I mean, I know that if I'm going to Facebook to find out who's talking about my services or my products, that's going to be a particular demographic in general, and it's going to break down. Facebook can give me a breakdown of that segment of my customer base. Twitter is going to be a different group. Pinterest is going to be a different group because different people use different tools. That's just one of many ways that I can target my message to segments of my customers rather than all my customers at once.
So, you know, this obviously is an important marketing tool, but social media monitoring can extend far beyond the marketing department. Is that right?
It absolutely can, and this is an aspect of social media monitoring that it doesn't get a lot of dialogue out there. People aren't really talking about this yet, but you can do all kinds of great things with this data other than plan your marketing. One example is you can merge social media data with your business intelligence, and Oracle is one of the companies that's really working hard to develop a suite of tools that integrate business intelligence to social media. So that you can have an understanding of not just of what people are buying, but the entire product cycle. You can understand the return on your investment when you're taking this data from your customers and merging it with your production data, the data that tells you what you're having to spend to get your service up and running or to refine your service or change your product. You can basically close the business intelligence loop with social media, and you can justify your actions moving forward from an ROI standpoint. Another great example is crisis management. Now, that sounds more dire than it is, but crisis management in this context is basically a way of knowing ahead of time from the buzz that's out there about your service or product that a competitor is overtaking you. You can know ahead of time rather than waiting for next month's numbers and the month after that and just tracking the numbers. You can know ahead of time that you're on the ropes or that you have a serious threat to your product or your services based on the buzz that you're hearing among your consumers. So crisis management, anticipating ahead of time that you're going to have to make some changes, that you're going to have to adjust your product or your service. You can know that going in instead of having to wait for numbers down the line. That's another great use of these tools.
And as you mentioned, this is really becoming an industry unto itself in the sense that, you know, social media monitoring and analytics are being joined with other analytics software to really give companies a better view of customer preferences, how they view products and services, what's doing well, what isn't doing well, and kind of get a better picture of all of that.
Exactly right. And even though this is really kind of a new piece of the puzzle, the industry is just cranking up. There's an awful lot of freeware out there already, tools that a company can go ahead and begin to work with just to get their feet wet. There's a product called Hootsuite, which is a freebie, and it allows you to look at the entire spectrum of social media. You can look at Twitter numbers and Facebook numbers and LinkedIn numbers and Google Plus numbers. It even will crawl WordPress. WordPress is one of the free blog platforms to see who is writing blog essays or who are doing blog posts about your products or services. The Hootsuite will look at all of this. On the other hand, if you want to target one in particular, say Twitter, you want to see who's tweeting about your stuff. There are a couple. There's one called TwazUp. There's one called TweetReach. These are, again, are freebies, and you can just kind of check these tools out, you know, make use of them for a while, get comfortable with them, and see if they're going to deliver the kind of numbers that you need to do decent planning. So you don't have to make a major commitment to check this technology out.
So that's all extremely, you know, good news for a company. It gives companies potentially new insight into their consumer base. But let's talk a little bit about the downsides here. What kinds of downsides can a company experience from, you know, delving into this technology maybe a little too fast or not knowing enough or possibly being a little too reactive in the analytics that it's taking in?
Well, there are two big downsides. And there are downsides that haven't been talked about very much, but they're very important to understand. The first is that when you're doing this kind of targeted search and crawl, it's not the same thing as when you are doing a typical search, going out on Google, going out on Bing, and gathering information and doing research that way, because those platforms give you everything. When you're making use of these tools, you're basically carving out a subset that may or may not be well targeted. You're basically kind of just, you know, shooting at the ducks and with a shotgun, and maybe you'll hit something and maybe you won't, which takes us to the other big problem. There is no real solid methodology in place yet. All of this is so new that we really don't have any best practices that we can point to and say, this is what will get you where you're going. Now, that's true of analytics in general. Analytics are only now becoming a strategic imperative, and most companies are still scrambling to get their arms around analytics and understand how to do that well. The same applies here, because this is essentially a layer of analytics. There isn't a solid methodology out there that anyone is preaching that you can rely on yet. So it's in its infancy, and that's a good thing. Get in on the ground floor, but understand that there's going to be a learning curve, and there will be bumps along the way.
And, you know, it's funny you say that because when I did a story on social media monitoring, you know, one of my sources at a big financial services company said to me, you know, we had great software, we had a team in place to kind of analyze, but in order for us to even get to a point where we could make meaningful use of the data, we had to kind of establish some ground rules and some KPIs with executives on what we were going to measure, what that meant. And, you know, establish some standards internally to decide what was important, valuable information. So is that part of what you're saying?
That's very much part of what I'm saying here. This is a problem that is really hard to articulate, because analytics is basically needing to discover things you know nothing about yet. The promise of analytics, this predictive analytics in particular, is that there's a crystal ball hiding in your data. And analytics will bring that crystal ball out, and you can look into that crystal ball, and you can know your company's future. Well, in broad strokes, that's true. But the problem is, it's like going in and looking at a crystal ball. You have to know what to look for. You have to know what questions to ask. And we're pretty new at this. Everybody is pretty new at knowing what to look for in the data, knowing what to expect or anticipate, you know, out there among the customers. Well, the customers are going to surprise you. Customers have been surprising companies since, you know, the first company was formed. There's just no way of knowing ahead of time what you're going to get. And that's really a hard thing to get a hold of, and especially at the executive level, to say, you know, we're going to make this major investment in a technology that's going to deliver who knows what. Well, you have to get comfortable with that. You have to be comfortable with uncertainty. And when you can get to that point, your comfort level is going to rise, and you're going to become more proficient in asking the right questions and looking in the right places. But that doesn't happen all at once.
So, Scott, as always, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about this new and somewhat difficult to wrap your arms around topic and technology.
Always a pleasure.
And for more on social media, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.